Hey, can I just get mad about something really quick? I know that this is a political thing. It's not at all about how the sound quality of our show sucks right now. But Biden wants to give a $3,600 child bonus to everybody. Were you going to talk about that? Because we didn't even get a chance to talk about the show lineup this morning. But yeah, he wants to just pay people to have children, you guys.
And not just, even to have them. If you already have them, he just wants to hand you money. He just wants to be like, here's a monthly payment.
But, you know, but these people aren't commies. They're not. Mm-mm. They're not commies at all.
They're not.
No.
Not commies.
Mm-mm. No.
It's, and by the way, if you think that, like, oh, yay, I'm going to get, like, this monthly child tax credit and that's going to be more money in my pocket.
Right.
Yes, that's true. However, you're going to pay for it elsewhere. So, I mean, everything, this is such virtue signaling, pandering bullshit that I cannot believe people right. are still falling for it. They just see the money, though, in their bank account. It's like direct deposit. And they're like, oh, my God, Biden is so great.
Right. It's my money.
Right.
You're such an idiot.
Right. We have an email from Patrick Connolly. And Patrick says, dear chicks, I am now part of the club. For months now, you've been whispering the passcode chicks into my ear every morning, he says. And I finally responded, not only is the MyPillow pillow comfortable and amazingly fluffy, it is affordable too, especially when you use code chicks.
That's right.
To my fellow tailgaters in the morning, do not wait any longer. The chicks make it easy to enjoy a good night's rest with this amazing pillow. Thank you, ladies, for all you do and starting my day with laughter and common sense insight. That is from Patrick Connolly, who made the switch, and good on him because it's life changing.
It really is. It helps us to smile even when, you know, because we've had a good night's sleep. It's the only reason that we're smiling this morning.
So use code CHICKS, go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-875-0513. We have still so many testimonials to get to, you guys. People keep sending their testimonials. It's amazing. I absolutely love reading them. And we will eventually get to all of them because everyone who ends up using that code ends up super happy about it.
It's true.
So there. It's a monthly payment, what, starting in July, I think?
July. He wants to do that. And what this, it's July is literally in like, I don't know, what, 8 days.
Right.
It's 8 days, you guys, 8 days away. No big deal. We can afford that. We're not broke or anything.
Mm-mm.
It's fine.
It's all fine.
Nothing to see here. It's all right.
So here's what he tweeted about it. He said, on July 15th, automatic payments from the child tax credit will begin hitting bank accounts and mailboxes for a working family with two kids. That's $500 or more on the 15th of every month this year. Now, it's supposed to expire after 1 year, but he wants to re-up it.
No.
So
listen, these entitlement programs never expire. You can't, this is the thing about Democrats and their entitlement bullcrap. This is what they do. Because you can't, once you start giving money to people, you can't take it back.
Right.
This is how entitlements work, you guys. This is what welfare is. This is what they do. They give money to people. And then it's not like you can go to those people and be like, okay, now we're going to go ahead and cut it off.
Is that cool? You guys good with taking a 500 pay cut now, 500 a month pay cut?
We're going to take it back now. No, that's not how this works.
God. Oh, my God. I know.
These people are insufferable.
There was another poll. It is the Clay and Buck poll. Did you know that Clay Travis and Buck Sexton have a show now?
Okay. Are they the ones? They replaced Rush Limbaugh, right?
They're one of the ones that are in his time slot. Yeah. So I forget what their production company is or whatever, but they started their podcast, I think even this week. And they did their own Twitter poll on their own straw poll. Like, remember how we talked about how yesterday DeSantis topped Trump on a straw poll. So they did their own. It only included four people, DeSantis, Trump, Cruz, and Pompeo. And I just checked it this morning. There's like 6 hours left to go on the poll, I think. And so far, 83,000 people have responded. Ron DeSantis is in the lead with 67.3%, Donald Trump at 28%, Ted Cruz at 2.2%, and Mike Pompeo at 2.4%. So clearly there is some preference for DeSantis.
People like balls.
Gigantic balls.
His gigantic, huge balls.
Not that Trump doesn't have balls, mind you, because no, he does.
He does have the balls, but I think his balls are just older and they've already been there. You know what I mean? Like, they're used and older.
And maybe so, just a little more shriveled, right?
Right.
I mean, there's some shriveling.
People want the shiny new balls, the younger new balls, right?
For some reason, I just had a visual of George Costanza pop into my head saying, I was in the pool. I don't know why that came to me.
Totally.
That's what came to me.
Totally. That's so true.
Oh, my God. did you see, remember, like, in 2016, maybe even earlier than that, maybe even 2014, we did an Indie Star article way back before we were fired.
Oh, yeah. We told you guys, we'll have to tell you the story about the time we were fired from the Indie Star. It was great. It's so great. Good times.
But when we did write for the Indie Star, we did a piece, and I remembered it, and then I looked for it because I saw this story about Scarlett Johansson. Scarlett Johansson is now mad, like belatedly mad, that one of her characters was treated like a total sex object. So
no.
I have to find it because this was so stupid.
Really?
So she's mad because, what was it? You see all those Marvel movies, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to get, there's a lot of them. There's so many of them because she's the Black Widow or something.
Iron Man 2. So she played Natasha Romanoff. Iron Man. Okay. So that's the film that she is belatedly upset about. So she is now coming out to say that her character, Natasha Romanoff, was treated like a piece of ass. That's what she's saying.
But she kind of was.
She was a piece of ass?
Well, I mean, I don't know if she was a piece of ass, but she was really sexy in that. I mean, her character was super sexy in that movie. That's why I'm, okay. Her beef is that she feels like she was
hypersexualized.
She was hypersexualized in that movie?
Mm-hmm. She said, 10 years have passed and things have happened and I have a much different, more evolved understanding of myself. I'm more accepting of myself. My self-worth was probably measured against the type of comment I guess in that movie, at some point they refer to her as like a nice piece of ass or something. And back in the day, she took it as a compliment because she says that's what women do. They look at that as a compliment. And now it's different. Now there's much more of an evolution. So now she's saying, you know, she's evolved. She's like way more mature now. So she understands that being considered a piece of ass is not a compliment. It's like super sexist. And this is what we wrote about in the Indie Star is we said, because we were writing about Jennifer Aniston, I think.
Jennifer Aniston was one of them. There's somebody else too that we wrote
Renee
about.
Renee Zellweger.
Renee, yes, yes.
Uh-huh. And we wrote about them and we were like, have you noticed that it's when these women approach a certain age
and
I'm not hired anymore for my sexuality. So now I'm going to be mad about the times that I was hired for my sexuality. Now that I'm no longer hired for it.
But I think that it's important to note that it's after they've made a gajillion dollars.
Right.
It's after they've made a ton. Like she was one of the highest. I don't know if she is right now, but she had a heyday where she was the highest paid actress in Hollywood and made so much, I mean, gobs and gobs of money for being basically a piece of ass, you know?
Right.
And so she made a lot of money for being very sexy. She is a voluptuous, sexy woman. And let's get real. It's not, if she were ugly, she wouldn't have been hired.
Right. And she had power in that sexiness, right?
Absolutely.
There was power and fame because of it. And it's just like Jennifer Aniston. It's just like Renee. It's just like Ashley Judd. All these women who used their sexuality to get where they are are now saying that it's wrong for people to have used them as a sexual object.
Totally.
Give back the money. Give it all back.
Give it all back. Yeah.
I'm so tired of this nonsense.
I know.
It's just so dumb. I had a Jen Psaki little video to show you. So remember, I don't know if we talked about it or if I just talked about it with Rob, I can't remember, but Nancy Pelosi was doing a presser late last week, and she was asked a very direct question about whether or not a 15-week-old fetus is a human being. That was the actual question. Is a 15-week-old fetus a human being? And she was like, as a mom of seven or six or however many kids she has, and a grandmother of like 90, I'm well qualified to talk about this, and I believe in Roe v. Wade and a woman's right to choose. Like, she didn't,
so she didn't answer the question. Yeah.
Right. So now Jen Psaki is doing the same thing, and she got that exact question yesterday. This is unbelievable, and I cannot believe the press. Well, yeah, I can. I can believe that the press lets her get away with this bull crap. Watch what she says. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Go ahead. One last question.
Sure.
Does the president believe that a 15-week-old unborn baby is a human being?
Are you asking me if the president supports a woman's right to choose? He does.
That's not what she asked.
No.
So no, that's not it.
That's not, no, that's not the question. And then she goes, moving on to the next question. No, that's not what she asked. That's not.
Who How said can they do this?
Yeah, answer the question.
It's a very, very straightforward question. And when she was like, are you asking me if I believe in a woman?
No.
No, I would have asked
are
you.
Are you brain damaged because you can't understand the question? Because it's a clear, very, very clear question that you obviously cannot answer. What is wrong with you? Do you have problems understanding the questions coming out of my face? It's not hard. And you know why she won't answer it? Because they won't answer it, you guys.
Yeah.
This is not, obviously they're skirting the issue. They don't want to answer it because they don't want to say we are okay with killing a 15-week-old baby. They don't want to say it.
They don't want to say it.
They don't want to say it.
It's disgusting. And they were pushing her a little bit on Joe Biden being a Catholic. And now like all this discussion about Catholics not getting communion, who are so outspoken as he is to say that they're all for abortion. And she keeps saying, and this is unacceptable too. Her answer to that is Joe Biden's faith is a personal private matter. Well, no, it's not, because she's constantly shoving it in all of our faces. Joe Biden is super Catholic. So when it's convenient for them to have
private.
A Catholic president, mm-hmm. they trot it out, right?
Of course they do.
And then the second he's questioned, he's, oh, it's personal. That's a private mm-hmm. matter.
Yeah.
You can't have it all the ways.
Exactly. Pick a lane. Pick a lane.
I have a song. So I know I sang it last week when I said, Chamonix, they've got great potions, but I finished out that whole verse. So I want to sing you the whole verse now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're really going to love it.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't wait. Okay.
Chamonix, they've got the potions. And I'm ready to share their promotion with you.
She added promotions in there to potions, which upped the ante, you guys. It upped it.
Well, it's because there's a new promotion, you guys.
That's right.
For Chamonix's Genucel line. You get new stuff now.
Oh, my God. There's new stuff, you guys. There's new stuff. You get the Genucel XV wrinkle treatment for free when you order the most popular products package, which I use that. The XV wrinkle treatment. I use it, you guys. I mean,
that's
I don't have
that
many wrinkles.
No, you, I mean, it looks good.
I mean, you know, I've got some wrinkles, but they're not as, I would have more if I didn't use the stuff. I'm just saying.
That's the thing. And you put it on and it's like this, it's like a fluffy, but buttery, luxurious potion. I don't know how else to describe it.
It's
it is
the fluffy,
so nice.
It's the fluff butter technology that they put in there. It's the fluffy butter technology. That's what it is. And the skin... It's the fluffy butter skin technology. They're going to be so excited that we're telling you that. That's what it is.
It is the fluffy butter technology.
That's
now,
right.
They all try to tell you that it's all about plant stem cells. And there's probably some of that in there.
There may be some in there. Yeah.
but
it's mostly the fluffy butter.
Right. It is the fluffy butter technology. It is legendary, you guys. And even if you don't get the most popular products package, which you totally should, even if you don't, you're still going to get 10% off of whatever you order. And if you're looking for something to just try because you're just like not sure, I have used the toner. And everybody needs toner. You got to have some toner in your routine.
Right.
I've used that forever. It's so great because it doesn't dry you out, but it also feels refreshing at the same time. So anyway, go to lovegenucell.com/chicks. Use our code
CHICKS
for the extra 10% off and get the legendary Genucell XV wrinkle treatment for free when you get the most popular products package. Do it. You will not regret
it. I should use Genucell. I should use it.
I feel like it could even help you.
I need some fluffy butter on my face. You girls really know how to sell crap. You know how to do it.
It's the fluffy butter technology.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, my God. That was perfect. You guys, we have very exciting news about something that's happening this afternoon.
Oh, my God. So excited, you guys.
Tuesdays are when we do our deep dive podcast. You guys know this. And so normally we like pick a topic and we deep dive right into it. Like we just are on a diving board and we go right into a pool of
topics. It's like a swan dive. It's like a swan dive.
Right.
So elegant the way we do it. Yeah.
So today, and we have been working on this for, I don't know, 4 months, it seems like, trying to get Rand and Kelly Paul on our deep dive podcast. It is supposed to happen today.
We say supposed to because he may cancel at the last minute.
You never know. He's very, very busy and very important.
I feel like he's not going to, though. I have a good feeling about this.
Really?
I feel like he's not going to cancel. He's going to be like, those chicks seem awesome. Let's do this.
I hope so. I know his wife likes us because she retweets our account all the time. And she was the person that I reached out to initially through direct messaging to ask her if we could talk to her. Mm-hmm. And so I know behind the scenes, she's the one that's made this all happen. So I feel very hopeful that they're going to be there. We're only getting 15 minutes with them. So it's not going to be a very long time. So we're going to try to make the most of it. And then
we're going to ask him all the inappropriate questions that you guys want to know. Okay, because that's how we interview people. That's
and
how
we're
we do.
Also going to have that released tomorrow. So usually it comes out on Wednesdays. So that's what we're hoping is it'll come out on Wednesday. Hope that they are able to join us because that is on the schedule for this afternoon.
Yes.
So that's really cool. Oh, I was going to tell you just some gossip about the Royals because apparently, remember how they signed that big Spotify deal? And it was like, what was it? $25 million for their Spotify deal. And remember they had like a couple teaser little clips of what their podcast was going to be. And it was super dumb and like just so British.
And it was basically him like looking at her to see what he was supposed to say.
Right.
Because he's got the teeny, teeny, tiny, teeniest little balls.
They're in this jar.
Right there. That little... Jar, those are his balls.
I wish. Can you
they're
see?
They're tiny.
Oh, it says David Hogg balls, but these work as well.
I think there's actually one of David Hogg's and then one of Harry's because they have condensed into one tiny ball apiece.
Right. Mm-hmm. And listen, when I say that it's like British and dumb, I don't mean British things are dumb. I mean he, as a Brit, is dumb.
Yeah, he's pretty dumb.
He's super dumb.
I don't like free speech.
Right.
It's terrible.
This First Amendment. What did he say about it? That it was...
It was like reckless or crazy or like loony or something. I don't know. He said it was...
Yeah. It was like it was bonkers or something.
Yeah, something like that.
I can't remember the word.
It's like, anyway. Oh my God. Whatever.
So they signed that deal for $25 million and it's been 6 months. And so people have been like, what's going on with the podcast? So in 6 months for $25 million, here is the content they've produced. A 3-minute trailer and a 34-minute Christmas special that came out obviously in December. And now they are on a 5-month parental leave.
Wow. They know how to work. Their work ethic is stellar. This is what happens with royals, right?
I mean,
They're like, we're very tired. Very tired.
We're new parents.
Mm-hmm.
And we need time off.
We need to take a rest, a holiday, from making a 3-minute video that we didn't actually make.
It was bonkers.
Bonkers. Yeah. It's bonkers. Suck it, Harry. Suck it.
That's so perfect. Also, I read something about Texas thermostats that had me very concerned for you.
Really? Are they telling us to like turn it up to 82 at night and stuff like that?
Well,
so they're doing
they're
all
not
that.
Telling you if you have a smart thermostat and you sign on to this. There's like something that you were to sign on to. Hang on. Let me see. It was okay. So there's smart, you know, like most people have smart thermostats now, but if you have
really
a smart
do they?
Thermostat,
we don't.
Okay. And you enrolled in a program called Smart Savers Texas. It's operated by a company called Energy Hub.
Right.
You were going to get enrolled in all of these sweepstakes, right? Like, okay. So if you were a power company customer, then you were going to be able to enter the sweepstakes if you enrolled in this program. Well, what people didn't know is that if you enrolled in this program, the power company would control your thermostat on your behalf in order to save consumption. So what was happening is that people like in the middle of the night at 2:30 in the morning were waking up sweating buckets because the power company just randomly decided, well, we've got access to your smart thermostat, so we're going to just start managing it without you.
That's pretty funny. I mean, I mean, it's funny, but it's not funny. I'd say that not funny, haha sort of way, but you can tell by the surroundings that I'm in that we are not in an environment where there is a smart thermostat. In fact, we sweat our asses off because we have those box air conditioners in here. So we come in, we're like, oh my God. And it's like, we've got like, you should see what I have. I have one on the floor, you guys. I have one that like with like a tube that goes out the window. I mean, it's not smart at all. In fact, it's the dumbest air conditioner ever. And then we've got
when you build your house, be careful about the smart thermostats.
Yeah.
Don't sign up for anything.
We'll have to totally be careful. Yeah. But what we've got going on now is the dumbest air conditioning ever. It's dumb.
Well, it's bullcrap.
That's why I was giggling.
There are a bunch of Texas people who are really pissed off about it because they weren't, you know, it's not transparent the way that the company did this. This was a lot of these people were in the Houston area. And so they just thought they were signing up for sweepstakes and didn't know that they were giving control of their thermostat over. And that's a bunch of bullcrap.
Well, this is why you have to read the fine print, right?
But who does that?
I'd never do that either. You're right. You're right. But you gotta start reading that stuff nowadays. Hey, it's the chicks here, Mock and Daisy, coming at you talking about AMAC.
AMAC. Oh, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Do you remember when like I was about to turn 50? It was probably a few months ahead of me turning 50, and all of a sudden I get bombarded with crap from AARP.
Oh, I remember.
I was like, why you gotta remind me that I'm getting old? Why you gotta do that?
Totally remember. Yeah. And now you've got AMAC, which is an alternative to that. It's the fabulous alternative, which aligns with our values.
It does. And so right now we are big into cancel culture. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but like everybody is getting canceled.
Right.
And so I kind of think it's a nice way to fight back a little bit and cancel out AARP.
Yeah, I love
it too. Cancel AARP and get yourself some AMAC.
Mm-hmm. And you get yourself some really good discounts and really good member benefits for a really, really low price every year. Yeah, what you'd spend on like 3 lattes, you guys. So check it out. It's amac.us/chicks.
amac.us/chicks. Check them out today. So there are TikToks to show you, but one of them, it relates to this Joe Biden tax thing. And I feel like it'll make us so angry that I don't know if I want to show it. Like, I wonder if I want to save that one for tomorrow and just show fun ones.
Oh, come on. Let's show it. Let's get angry. Let's do it. There's going to be so much more to get angry about tomorrow. We might as well get angry about all the angry things today. Right, guys? Let's do it.
All right. I mean, this guy. Okay. So he's a socialist. All right. The guy that you're about to see is a socialist. He's an absolute idiot. One of his videos went viral not long ago where he was talking about not wanting to work. He doesn't think anybody should have to work. Okay.
Oh my God.
That's actually what he thinks. And so he has a problem with stimulus checks, and he wants to explain why. This is just going to make your brain hurt, and everybody's going to get mad, but you guys need to know about this with me, because there's a lot of people that watch this guy. He's got lots and lots of followers, and they listen to him, and they believe him. Check it out.
Okay, so I made a video this morning about capitalism and how I didn't want to work anymore. And there's a bunch of people like, you don't want to do anything. You just want stuff handed to you. And like, first of all, yeah, that'd be great. I would love to have things handed to me. Second of all, what I really, really, really want, and I don't give a fuck what you think about it, is I want somebody who has a shit ton of money, like more money than any one person would need, to just give me some. I want someone to just give me money. That is correct. You know why? Because that's redistributing wealth, which is what we should be doing. You know what really, really pisses me off? Stimulus checks. I knew before stimulus checks that the government had the ability to just give us money. I knew that. But when they actually did it and gave us stimulus checks, it was like a slap in the face. Like, damn, y'all really could just be giving us money and you don't. Like, how does that not infuriate you? How does that not make you angry? Here we are slaving 8 hours a day to work for what we could just be already getting. How does that not make you angry?
How can you be that stupid? Like, how,
I mean, I don't know.
Like, where are these people learning this crap? Like, how are they this? Is it because of our public schools? Is that why they're this dumb?
Probably that. I mean, sure, no offense, has something to do with it.
No offense to any public school teachers out there. Cause I mean, I got nothing but love for you. Cause I come from a family of public school teachers and administrators, but for real, these people are dumb.
He just thinks the government has piles of money to just start throwing at people.
Like, where the hell?
If nobody works, then there are no tax dollars to give to the government. So how is the government going to pay anybody?
Like this,
how does he not just put those dots together?
That's the thing. He doesn't know where the money comes from. These people have no like. How are you that dumb? Oh my God!
I don't know. It's so frustrating, though, because you should see the comments on some of. By the way, if you want to go check out his stuff, I mean, if you want to really make yourself mad and if you're feeling particularly masochistic, it's Joshua Elephant on TikTok. All of his videos are like that. He's a moron. But the number of people who comment and they're like, yeah, man, you're so right on. Like, so many people are into this guy. It's terrifying.
Well, it's TikTok, Mock.
I know. But I mean, I know
that you love TikTok, but it's like that is the next Twitter, you know? Twitter is the 13th circle of hell. TikTok is the 14th circle of hell. Good Lord.
It is, especially because it's China.
And you know what? And Anne is right. I think you meant to say it starts with parents, and I agree with that. It does start with parents. Their parents are, it's not like you need a license to breed, right? It's like there are a lot of dumb parents out there that are having dumb kids, but then they send them off to public school and they're like, well, they'll teach them all the stuff they need to know. No, they don't.
No,
they don't teach them the things they need to know.
Kamala has a new video out too. I freaking love her. She's so great.
I'm on hold for Governor Abbott. I'll be right with you. I'm speaking. Oh my goodness. Ooh, just looked in the mirror. My hair's looking a little crazy. Hasn't been right since I got back from Guatemala. Oh my goodness. It's doing a dippity-don't instead of a dippity-do. Well, I see now why those people want to leave Guatemala. Root cause, humidity. My work here is done. I'm on hold for
I love her.
I love her too.
The other thing is that, okay, so now you have a choice. Do you want to see Dave Ramsey laying down some smack, or do you want to see something terrifying from Dr. Fauci in 2017, where he basically predicted this entire COVID mess?
Can we not see both?
You can see both.
Let's
see both.
That
is also an option.
Because I both of those sound awesome. I want to see both.
All right. Well, let's start with Dr. Fauci and get the anger out of the way.
Okay.
There is no question that there will be a challenge to the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak. And I hope by the end of my relatively short presentation, you will understand why history, the history of the last 32 years that I've been the director of NIAID, will tell the next administration that there's no doubt in anyone's mind that they will be faced with the challenges that their predecessors were faced with.
Why? How does he know that?
How does he know that?
2017.
What in the hell? Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, what the F is what I have to say to that.
What are people saying? I'm curious. Yeah. Everybody's like, yeah, well is right.
Yeah. I mean, that 2017.
Why is he still getting paid by us? Why? Why is he the highest paid federal employee? Why? Why is that guy? Why is that guy not being held accountable for stuff? Somebody answer that. Seriously. When, why is he still talking and people are still listening to him?
And it's actually something that we should ask Rand Paul.
Yes.
You know, I bet he'll have a lot to say about that, because that is a bunch of bull crap is what that is.
We're going
to
ask the questions, you guys. And then I'm going to tell him he has really nice hair.
We have to mention the hair. Like, there's no question about that.
Of course, we're us.
All right. Dave Ramsey, who you may know from such things as being a financial guru. Mm-hmm. He is talking about the well, you'll hear it. This is good
stuff. I had a friend of mine the other day. He's working for a huge corporation. He'd been there for years, and he was going to retire in 2 years. And they said, you have to have a vaccine to come back into the office. And he said, okay, I'll just retire now. And he's one of their top sales guys, and they lost him. You people in corporate America are idiots. Y'all are idiots. You're just dumb. It's unbelievable. And it has nothing to do with you really think somebody's going to get sick. You're just virtue signaling.
Right.
You just want to look like, I'm sensitive. You're not sensitive. You're corporate America. You're idiots. And you treat a guy like this who's been serving people like a slab of meat. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to walk on you. That's what he's going to do. And that's what you deserve. Golly. Unbelievable. Look, if you want to take a vaccine, I'm not mad at you. But somebody mandating that you have to do that, or you lose your job.
He's so right. He is right. Good for him. Good for him for saying that.
Exactly. Also, there is a new word. I know that you like to, as I do, we like to stay hip on the new word trends.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
A new one has exploded onto TikTok. The word is chuggy. Chuggy.
Chuggy.
It's C-H-E-U-G-Y.
Okay.
We have an explainer.
Okay, TikTok, I have a new word for you that my friends and I use that you clearly are all in need of. People will say things like, this is millennial or girl boss energy. All of these terms are pointing to the same thing. The word, my friends, is chuggy, okay? It's the opposite of trendy, stylish in middle school and high school. Maybe, maybe not. Timelines don't really matter, but it's no longer in style. It's used when someone follows these out-of-date trends or something falls into that category. Some examples. First of all, graphic tees and hats. Phrases on clothing, chuggy. Herbal Essence shampoo, chuggy. Instagram captions like these, chuggy. The word you never knew you needed.
Chuggy. Chuggy.
Chuggy.
Yeah.
All right.
So we gotta say that now.
But aren't words like that chuggy?
It almost seems like it's like basic, only it's a more advanced version of basic.
But isn't her getting on TikTok telling us what words to use chuggy in itself?
I think you can make that case.
Right. I'm making it. Quit telling me what to do.
I don't know. It's a fun word to say, so I'll probably use it.
Okay.
Chuggy. Okay.
All right.
I'll probably use it wrong a lot. Yeah.
There we go.
Anyway, all right. Sorry, so everybody needs to bring in.
Oh, we're bringing it in. I'm like one side. Hold on. I have a sweatshirt. I'm going to bring. Okay, we're bringing it in. You guys bring it in. Bring it in, everybody. Mwah. You guys have a great Tuesday. It's Tuesday, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And then we will talk to you tomorrow. Stay tuned for Rand Paul, too.
Democrats are flipping out over election integrity again, and the World Health Organization says it's stigmatizing to name COVID variants after the places they were found. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll deliver the good, bad, and crazy news of the day for conservatives and hopefully some laughs, too. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.
President Trump joins me to discuss the border crisis and how Joe Biden is getting taken to the cleaners on the world stage. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, you'll hear my extended one-on-one interview with President Donald Trump. You don't want to miss it. Well, maybe Mitch McConnell will want to miss it. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.